to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I hope everything is wonderful in your world. If not, we're going to bring a little sunshine with this great interview that we have today with Amanda Joy Harrison. What a beautiful name, Amanda Joy. She is a specialist in hypnobirthing. Now, what is hypnobirthing? Well, it is a method of managing pain and anxiety during childbirth involving various therapeutic relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and visualization. Well, you say, okay, so what is the difference between hypnobirthing and Lamaze? Well, Lamaze is more relating to being a method of childbirth in which the expectant mother is prepared psychologically and physically to give birth without drugs. But what the gift that Amanda Joy has is to merge these two modalities together to really make this a wonderful experience for the mother. Now, as an experienced clinical hypnotherapist, Amanda helps many people reach their goals, overcome fears, and let go of unwanted thoughts and behaviors. Personal development, she can help you with that. Hypnotherapy is great in conjunction with meditation and also on your personal journey. She has a lot of experience. She used to be a nurse. I think she's still nursing. She's worked with quadriplegics and people that have ventilators and people with Parkinson's disease. I mean, you know, that's a lot of deep work, especially when they're in very delicate situations and they can't communicate verbally or physically as we normally would. So I am so glad to have her all the way from across the pond, the UK, here on the edge with us. Let's welcome her to the show, Brains. Hello, Amanda Joy Harrison. Welcome to the edge.
Hi, April, and thank you so much for having me on your show. I've been really excited about the opportunity of being able to come on and chat to you about all of the things that I've been doing, especially just recently. So, yeah, really excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're a wealth of information, and we're going to try to weave in and out of the landscape of who you are and how you came to have all these gifts, because they are gifts. These aren't just something that people go to school to study. You have to want it in your heart. You have to feel it. You have to touch it in so many different ways and layers to really communicate with other people to make them feel better. Tell us a little bit about your journey and how all this began for you.
Well, it kind of all started over 20 years ago, really, when I was working for the NHS in the UK as looking after people who were paralysed from the neck down and ventilated. And what I was seeing on a daily basis was that my patients at the time were also suffering from terrible pain. And when you've got a spinal break, you're not supposed to feel anything. So what is this pain all about? And one day, one of my patients said to me, you know, when you give me that pain relief, that morphine that you're giving me now, because we tried all sorts of different things, all it does is it stops me from being able to tell you that I'm in pain. And I just thought, oh, this is not why I became a nurse. I didn't become a nurse to shut people up or to give them a chemical straitjacket or a chemical muzzle. I wanted to help people to feel well. So it really, you know, inspired me to look at alternatives. And we had all sorts of amazing, interesting people come in to the hospital and do reflexology and head massage and hypnosis and NLP and healing of all different modalities. And every time somebody came, I'd kind of like a little mental log of what I felt was really working and, you know, can we get this person back? And then there's a lady who came who she used to just put her hands on one of my patients' heads and he would drift off to sleep. This is a person who struggled with pain and struggled with sleep, and he would drift off to sleep and have the most blissful sleep, and he would be pain-free for 2 or 3 days afterwards. And I just said to her, who are you?
right.
And she told me about energy medicine, which led me to study traditional Chinese medicine, some of the ancient healing arts, Reiki being one of them. And then I got really hooked on it and just started training in all different areas. So reflexology, aromatherapy, Indian head massage, Swedish massage. I mean, I love the body and how it works. It's just an absolute miracle how it all moves and how it functions together and works. It's just amazing.
Right. Well, I absolutely love massage. It's required. You know, it is required at least, if not every week, every 2 weeks. It removes toxins. It releases my stress, my pain. You know, I feel pampered. The whole thing. It's really, really wonderful. So tell us a little bit about...
It's an act of self-care, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us about the power of the breath. You know, the breath is the very first gift that our Creator instilled in us. And we really need to manage that and temper it. Can you tell us a little bit about your breathing and breathing techniques that you use with your clients in your practice?
Well, breathing is really important, and if you stop doing it, you die, so you should never stop doing it.
That's for sure.
Breathing is incredible. When we change our mood, when we change how we're feeling, our breathing just automatically changes. So if we're anxious, perhaps our breath becomes shorter and quicker. If we're relaxing, if you think about that moment when you go on holiday and you get on the beach and finally you're on holiday, you've been waiting for this moment, you throw the towel over the sun lounger, and there you are. You take that lovely deep breath in, you hold your breath just for a moment, and then you have that lovely long exhalation where you just let go of all of those worries and free, because you're now carefree and you're on holiday. Well, all you've done, you know, is you've tuned into that moment, and your body, your situation has changed the breath. So what I do is I teach people how by changing the breath you can change how you feel. And when you're birthing, you can use that to enhance feelings of confidence, calm, relaxation, which is super important, and just, you know, as a part of a meditation practice, you can also use the power of the breath to transform how you're feeling, to make a very difficult situation feel less overwhelming, and to, you know, if you're not sleeping well, to help induce sleep. There are so many things that just changing the way you breathe can completely transform how you feel.
You incorporate a different type of, also a different modality. Well, not a different modality, but do you use aromatherapy and sound therapy when working with clients as well?
Absolutely. Sound and smell are really essential, particularly when I'm working with people who are birthing. I get them to talk to me about their favorite smells, the things that they love, those smells that just take you to a place that, you know, bring back great memories. So for me, I love the smell of cinnamon and cloves and orange. For me, that smells of Christmas and lovely warming times with my family. For some people, it might be lemon or coconut. That might remind them of a fantastic holiday or something really refreshing. People respond really powerfully to smells. So I encourage people to surround themselves when birthing with those smells that are going to take them to that lovely place and release oxytocin. Obviously, with more therapeutic work, essential oils, They're medicines that you can apply to your skin. You can inhale them, you can mix them with oils. There's so many amazing ways to get essential oils, essential oil medicines into your body to help you. And, you know, I would put together a prescription of oils for my clients depending on what their needs were. So, yes, smell is really, really powerful.
Let me ask a quick question. Is that good aromatherapy for women that are pregnant?
I do have a whole selection of essential oils that I can use when for pregnant people, but I would highly recommend that you don't unless you've been given a specific blend from a trained aromatherapist, because essential oils are powerful medicines.
Yes, they are.
It takes a great big field of lavender to make a bottle of lavender oil. So there's a lot of medicine in those essential oils. So
right, and people don't realize
that.
I had an experience where I went to Beijing, China. And even the herbal teas. I came home and I made a big cup of tea and I started to hallucinate. And I was like, what in the world is this? And my husband goes, what did you do? And I said, well, I had a big cup of tea. He said, well, baby, how did they serve you the tea when you were in China? I said, oh, in a little maybe ounce and a half cup. He goes, that's why. And I tell you, people really don't realize is that's where medicine comes from. It comes from the field.
Yeah,
it comes
absolutely.
From the earth. It comes from, you know, bugs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk a little bit about – oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say you put those oils in your body. You have a chemical transformation. So, you know, things are going to be different and, you know, not always good for people if they're – pregnant, not always good for people if they're taking certain medications. So it's just a really good idea to go and see a trained aromatherapist and get the
right oils
for you. Yeah, absolutely.
So I had asked you a question earlier about ingestibles, and you know, with your work with hypnotherapy, you work with people to stop smoking. And here in the U.S., I'm sure it's been more liberally accepted in the U.K. and Amsterdam, but cannabis. People are swearing that cannabis and hemp are the be-all cure to end everything from hot flashes to Alzheimer's to seizures. What is your position or what is your experience with the use of cannabis in pregnant women?
Well, I have
or
I
with
have,
pregnant women.
It's not my field of expertise to start with, but what I have done is I have read both good and bad reports about using cannabis throughout your pregnancy. I think where I can be clear is that smoking cannabis during pregnancy is massively, massively dangerous. Smoking anything during pregnancy is massively, massively dangerous. The best thing that you could do for your health and your baby's health if you are pregnant is to stop smoking, is to step into that smoke-free life. I mean, there are 4,000 toxic chemicals in a cigarette. You know, when you're taking medicines or chemicals into your body, they're gonna have an effect on your system. Your body has to process that and get rid of it.
Right.
What we know with anything that is burning, anything that's on fire is going to release carbon monoxide. They call that the silent killer, because it's what we have alarms for on our gas boilers, just to make sure that we're not, you know, dying in our sleep. It's
right.
a nasty, nasty chemical. It jumps onto your blood. It jumps onto the blood cell where the oxygen would normally sit. And the blood normally travels around the body, taking oxygen to where it needs to go. There's no oxygen going around your body. There's poison going around your body, basically, instead of the oxygen. And the placenta cannot filter out that toxic poison. So you are depriving your baby of oxygen completely. Your baby will get zero oxygen for the time that you are smoking.
Wow.
And then that carbon monoxide is in your system for 72 hours afterwards. So you and your baby are having a massively reduced oxygen supply for that period of time. That's not good for your baby. I mean,
no.
You wouldn't put a plastic bag over a baby's head because you would be fearful of suffocation. Don't smoke. You are suffocating your baby. It's harsh reality, but it's reality. We know now, you know, science has told us we know how dangerous it is. We have to listen to that. And I have great empathy, because when you're pregnant, you metabolize nicotine much faster than when you're not pregnant. So if you're a pregnant person, say you've fallen pregnant and it was a surprise and you're a smoker, you're now in a position where your cravings could be so much more intense than, say, a regular person. So I also say this with love as well, because I do have an understanding of how tough it is. But I do offer lots of behavioral support. There's so many ways now that there are so many things that you can do to help you to stop smoking. And I've written a little guide. It's called Six Steps to Becoming Smoke Free, and it's on my Facebook page. It's for anyone who wants to stop smoking. And there's also, hypnosis is just amazing. Hypnosis helps to reframe. And what I mean by reframe, it helps you to understand things in a different way. It helps you to understand the reason why you smoke, so that when you have that understanding, you'll know how to stop smoking, but you'll know how to stay smoke-free. And you'll save yourself a fortune and be healthier.
You will. And you know what? It's so unattractive. And it stinks.
Yeah.
You know, I used to run to the nicotine years ago, but let me tell you what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got an allergic reaction. I know.
Nothing.
Allergic reaction. I had been smoke free and something had upset me and somebody was sitting there and I said, "Give me a cigarette." They gave me a cigarette.
Yeah.
Amanda, I got welts on my face. Every endorphin in my body kind of fired.
My goodness.
I got a nicotine headache. It was horrible. And I asked the great God above, if you let me get through this, you don't have to worry about that touching my lips ever again. And people will come in and their clothes are just saturated in it. Secondhand smoke, it's really, really it's not attractive anymore. It used to be kind of hip and kind of chic.
Well,
you know,
I mean, it's just as dangerous as first-hand smoke. That's the reality.
It is.
If you're a parent and you're a smoker, it's on your skin. It's on your breath. Those 4,000 chemicals, there's some really nasty stuff in there. And, you don't want to be touching your baby if you're a smoker. If you do smoke a cigarette and you're going to visit somebody with a baby, give it an hour, take a shower, change your clothes. It's serious. We know the reality is that those chemicals are really dangerous for people.
They
for
are.
Children.
And there are chemicals that are designed to keep you addicted. It used to be tobacco, but now it is a whole different recipe for disaster. I want to talk to you a little bit about hypnobirthing. That is what your latest venture into the medical experience is. Tell us a little bit about that and how that works in conjunction with Lamaze to really help the birthing experience be more holistic and more spiritual and easier on the mother.
Well, there's a lot of similarities. I think it's always good to address the similarities. With Lamaze is a great, it's all about natural birth. It's about letting labor begin by itself. So it's not about having unnecessary inductions. It's about moving around, walking, changing your positions throughout your birthing experience so that you're using your body to move in the right place. It's about getting that right support in place, whether it be a birthing partner or a doula, or a husband or a wife, and it's about avoiding those medical interventions that are not necessary, and it's also about having that baby in the right position. What hypnobirthing does, kind of all of that. My program of hypnobirthing does all of that. But in addition to that, my hypnobirthing course is all about using the power of your mind to change what's happening in your body. So what your mind believes, your body achieves, which might sound like a big crazy thing, but have you ever sat in a cinema and watched a horror movie and you're not in the movie, it's not real, it's imaginary, but boy, you jump because you have the same physical reactions in your body as if you were really there. So what hypnosis does is it really intensifies your experience of what you're imagining. So if you're imagining that you're having a, a, you're floating in a boat on a lake, sunbathing, and the sun is warming your muscles and helping you to relax, and your body's opening, and you're having this amazing experience. Your body's going to believe that experience, and your body's going to feel that, and you're going to have such an enjoyable birthing experience. So it's about using the breathing techniques. It's about using the visualizations. It's about the positions that you can get into to birth better and well. But I also incorporate a lot of kind of partner work as well in as part of my program. So I get the birthing partners really involved. I mean, I'm going to talk about a husband and wife kind of, or a man and a woman situation. Because a lot of guys or a lot of birthing partners are in the room and they feel really helpless, and
right.
they're watching the
right.
person that they love having a baby, and they're like, oh my God, what do I do? And they say, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? And then I'm fine. I'm having a baby.
Right.
They feel useless and frustrated. So what I do is I help them a little bit by, these are some really useful things that you can say.
Right.
These are
right,
some really
right.
useful things that you can do.
Here's a list of the top 10 that won't get your eyes scratched out.
Exactly. This is how to massage your wife for 10 hours, so that, or massage your partner for 10 hours. It's going to really help her, and you're not going to get tired fingers, because loads of people say, oh, I can't massage, I get sore fingers. So I teach them techniques to you know, massage their partner, to help support their partner with using the right language in the room. I also give them a list of kind of jobs, like about protecting the birthing space, so that birthing space can be
right.
can be a natural, or as natural as possible. And what I mean by that, I mean, it smells good, it sounds good, it's not too bright and light, it's kind of dark and cozy, almost like a romantic kind of setting. I always joke with parents that whatever helped get that baby in will help get that baby out. So
that's
now,
cute.
If you think romantic lighting,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what you're going to go for. I also teach the partners how to work with hypnosis as well, so that, say, there is for some reason a need for medical intervention, whatever that medical intervention is, be it an induction, a C-section, or whatever, that the partners can then work with the mums. Like a coaching kind of method, I guess, so that the mums feel comfortable, the mums feel safe, supported, and they can get back into that perfect mind space, that lovely, safe, warm mind space, and step back into those visualizations, supported,
right.
I guess, back into that lovely space, that perfect space for an enjoyable birthing experience.
Exactly.
Because birth
is
beautiful.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you had kind of self-disclosed to me that you don't have children of your own, but this has really kind of helped you in your own personal journey with hypnosis and working with people as getting through the process. Can you share some encouraging words with a woman that may be, you know, struggling, or maybe going through in vitro, or not able to have children? How could you encourage them to also be a part of this process and to feel whole? Because sometimes it makes you, you know, feel less than, and that's not the case.
Well, speaking very personally, I'm not able to have children. So it was always something that for a while was really painful. And I had all this kind of natural caring instincts and love babies and all things to do with pregnancy and birthing, and almost felt like I needed to take myself away from that because I couldn't have children. And actually, you know, some of the best midwives are men, and they don't even have the right bits and pieces. So, you know,
right,
it's kind of like about embracing what my heart was telling me I loved, and what I was good at and what I enjoyed doing, and that, you know, I actually have all this lovely energy that I can share with other people. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for having experience But yeah. I have the knowledge and I have the understanding and I have the passion to share that information. And I guess
what a beautiful thing it is to be able to look back 2 years, 3 years, and see not one, not two, but maybe 20 children that you brought into the world. It's 30 children.
I just keep thinking, I've had another baby this week.
Right.
It's so nice. I love it.
Because it's not easy, and it's not a cute look. I mean, giving birth, so many times people think that, like my grandmother, she had 9 children. Who does that? I had one, and I was like, okay,
amazing.
I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I don't need to do it anymore. But there's wonderful people like you that are just in the trenches that are helping us do so many wonderful things. Now, you live in a beautiful cottage there. Are those furry cows, is one of those furry cows yours?
I would love to say that. That little cottage is my therapy room. So if you come to see me for a massage, or if you come to see me for hypnotherapy, if you come to see me for hypnobirthing, that cottage in the middle of the field is where I'm truly blessed. I have that cottage is right in the heart of the Harewood Estate in beautiful North Yorkshire. And it's Harewood Estate is a working farm. It's a working eco-friendly farm. All our electricity is environmentally friendly made. Everything is sustainable and renewable on the estate. So it's just a beautiful, natural environment. And those Highland cows that wandered down the end of my road, they're great, aren't they? I love them. And then when I often take a little mindful walk out for myself and go and hang out with the cows, they always seem to be meditating to me whenever I walk
by. I mean, my daughter, she went to Scotland and she went to London, and that was the first thing she says, Mom, I want to bring home a cute redhead and one of those little furry cows.
They are absolutely gorgeous. Highland cows, I think they must be my favorite animals. The Highland coo.
Yes, they really are.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a wealth of information, Amanda Joy. I just, again, love your name. Can you tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they're interested in getting more information? I hear that you have an upcoming book that's going to be released at the at the later part of this year. So tell us how we're going to be able to keep in touch with you and be abreast of what you're doing.
Well, I'm on all the social media sites, so you can find me on those, but you can also find me via my website, which is www.amandajoy.co.uk. I'm launching my Joy in Birthing program this year. I'll be releasing a book. It'll also be available online for those people who want to take a look at my program of hypnobirthing, which includes all of those things that we've spoken about. It'll all be available. All that information will be available on my website.
There's a link attached on every post that we have on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. We want you to get in contact with Amanda Joy. You are such a joy, and thank you so much for pouring yourself into the people of the world, women especially, and helping them through this transition. Brains, stop smoking, okay, whether you're pregnant or not. Okay, get yourself together. Go get you a wonderful massage, or as she says it, massage, in a beautiful, relaxing space. Turn up the music, get your aromatherapy, all of that. And then get a good hypnotherapist to change that neurolinguistic programming, that negative self-talk that's rattling around in your head. We can change that, can't we, Sarah? I mean, Amanda.
You can absolutely change that. Absolutely. Changing your mind, changing your body, and changing how you feel about the world and your perception of it. So, yeah, it's all doable.
And you know what? We can start right here on the edge. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations. They're pointed. They're sharp. The guests are always on point. So I love you. Thank you so much, Amanda Joy Harrison. Be sure to come on back when you have the Joy of Birthing book ready. We want to talk about it. Or if you've got some other modalities that you're moving into, I'd love for you to share that with my brains here on the edge. All right?
Well, Thank you very much, April. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Bye, brains. Have an exceptional day. I'm counting on you.